play a video for you because it really inspired us, and we are believing that it will be inspiring to you also. So just take a couple of minutes and watch this.
I can only give the praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity.
I mean, glory to God first and foremost. We wouldn't be here without
him. Unbelievable. All glory to God.
Centuries led them to the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles. They sought an outlet to come together and create a way to share their faith.
In chapel for us here, you can't go to church. So you got the opportunity to attend chapel, which is like a small church service. We're able to get our word in.
Every Monday night, we have a couples Bible study. We have a Thursday night team Bible study, and Saturday nights, we actually get together the night before a game and just kind of pray, talk through the word, what guys have been reading, what they're struggling with, and just kind of keep it real with each other. To have that here in an NFL facility like this, it's really special.
How important is it for you to use your platform to glorify God?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Our number one goal on this earth is to make disciples. That's the only job that we are pretty much, we want to do. So faith in football this Sunday is huge. It's a platform that we have to draw people to the Word, to Jesus. It's something that we don't take for granted by any means. It's obviously a responsibility, but we love it.
The major thing I found out is they're regular people. I don't care how much money you give them, I don't care how much fame a person has. If they don't know who they are inside, it really doesn't matter. Really what I preach to the players is that football is a platform. It's not your purpose.
And the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Leads to salvation, and then the works come out of your salvation. See, Christianity is the only religion in the world where you can't earn right standing with God. You can't earn heaven. You can't earn your afterlife. You can't earn good karma, whatever other religions think. It's the only religion in the world that can't earn it, because it's already been earned. Jesus already earned it. It's all about accepting Jesus, and that's it. Don't miss that point. Don't miss that point.
I want to show you something in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to begin with. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I want you to notice one word here, and it's the word before. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. The word world is cosmos, the world that you and I live in. So from this verse, it sounds like that we were chosen. The word chosen, by the way, is picked out. Everybody say picked out.
Picked out.
According to this verse, it sounds like that we were picked out before the foundations of the cosmos, before the foundations of the planet Earth. We were picked out. I have a question for you. What if, and if I had to title this message today, that's what I would title it, what if. What if your birth, your life, and who you are today is not the results of your parents alone? Neither is it by mere coincidence that you are here today and that you are who you think you are. What if God had a part in your birth, in your life, and in who you are today. Somebody else. Say, Brother Bill, it's a little far out. Well, let me show you something. Jeremiah 1:5. God said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. So it sounds like Ephesians 1:4 is trying to tell us something. Because what God is telling Jeremiah here, he said, before you was even an embryo, I knew that you were Jeremiah. Before you was even an embryo, I knew that you was Jeremiah. And not only did I know that you was Jeremiah, he said, before you came out of the womb, before you was born, I sanctified. The word sanctified, which everybody here knows, is the word set apart. He said, before you was born, I set you apart and ordained. And the word ordained is appoint. And appointed you a prophet. That's absolutely amazing. When you stop and you think about that, he said, before you was born, I set you apart and I appointed you to be a prophet. So, don't you dare think that you are here today because you ordained it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't think that you made a choice to be here. Don't think, you say, well, wait a minute, Brother Bill, are you saying that God is controlling us? Absolutely not. He ordained Jeremiah to be a prophet, but Jeremiah could have said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Right.
But it would not have changed him still being appointed to do it.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So don't dare tell me that you chose to come here to hear the word rightly about it. Because I want to tell you something. I believe with everything within me that God has chosen a certain amount of people to hear and to believe his word rightly divided. Because I want to tell you something. Not every church in Fairmore this morning is teaching the word rightly divided. And if you think they are, then I've got some land that's flowing with milk and honey that I can lead you to and sell you for a real good price. If you think that everybody in Fairborn is teaching the word right and divided, now, don't mistake what I'm saying. Because I'm not saying that the Gospel Training Outreach Center is the only church. And if you're not here, you're in the wrong church. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm telling you this, there's not another church in Fairborn teaching the word right and divided.
That's right.
Now, you can go to Cincinnati. There's a church down there that teaches the word right and divided. It's called the Cincinnati Bible Way. Or you can go to Columbus. There's one in Columbus that teaches the word rightly divided. It's called the Columbus Bible Way. And they got one in St. Louis, Missouri. You can go there and hear it. They got one in New Knoxville. You can go and hear the word rightly divided. I understand they got a couple over here in Indiana where you can go hear the word rightly divided. But we're the only one in this area teaching the word rightly divided. And God has picked you out to be here to hear it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And that's what you got to understand. You have to understand that. See, God's word, rightly divided, is important enough for him to have picked Jeremiah out when he was still an embryo. It's important enough for him to have chosen, he could have chose anyone, but he chose Jeremiah to be a prophet unto the nations. But what if God, before the foundations of the world, knew that you was going to be Barn Griggs? What if he knew that you was going to be Ralph Anderson?
Amen.
And what if he chose you to hear and to believe his word rightly divided? What else? It's a little strange, isn't it? Remember what Elijah said? Elijah, he sat down under a Jupiter tree and said, only I am left. Nobody else believes God's word. Nobody else believes his commandments. I'm the only one left. And God spoke to him and said, you know, quit whining and crying. There are 7,000 that hasn't bowed their knees to Baal. But think about the millions of people that was on planet Earth at that time. And God said, you and 7,000 more is all that believes my word right in the body. But there are 7,000 that hasn't bowed their knee to religion. That still believes my word, that still stands on my commandments.
Amen.
What if who you are in the, I'm going to get a little deeper, okay? Because some of you are looking at me like I fell out of planet. Fell out of another planet. But let me tell you something. What if who you are naturally, I'm talking about the person, the body and soul. What if who you are naturally is somewhat divine? Look at the person next to you and say, divine. Let me show you something. 2 Peter 1:4, what by are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the
divine nature.
That you might be partakers of the divine nature. That word partakers means to take part. Of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But listen to this. Whereby is given to us exceeding great and precious?
Promises.
Precious what?
Promises.
You see why God handpicks us to hear his word? Because see, it's only through his word that you're going to be ushered into that divine nature.
Amen.
So, what if who you are naturally is somewhat divine? You see how important it is for us to hear God's word? Because, see, it's God's word. It's God's promise. Promises that informs us of who we really are.
Right.
And if you don't know who you really are, then you're never going to be who you really are.
Right.
Do you understand that? We've all heard the sermons about how that you're going to like this. You're going to like part of this. We've all heard the sermons of how that when we were born, the sin nature of Adam was passed on to us. Acts 17:26. If you don't believe it's there, just go there sometime and read it. Acts 17:26. That God has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on planet Earth. And so, you know, that actually somewhat gives us an excuse to sin. Because you know what? Sin nature of Adam was passed away. And it's true. I'm not saying it's not. It is. Because you know, that's the reason we don't have to teach our kids to lie and to steal and to curse. Because they will. Whether you teach them how or not, they'll steal. If they've never seen anybody else steal, they'll steal. You don't eat, don't touch that candy. Then they got chocolate all over their face. Did you eat any of that candy? Nope. They lie. You know why? Because that Adam nature is formed. So the sin nature of Adam is passed on to us through his blood.
Right.
Through his birth. When we're born, we have the sin nature of Adam. Let me show you something else that's passed on to us. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became
a living soul.
See, we've read this millions of times. But we, you know, how many times have you heard me say this? We live so far below par. We don't really know who we are.
Right.
Let me show you something. God has formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Well, so when one is born, he or she has more than just the sin nature of Adam passed on to them. Ecclesiastes said, from dust you are, and dust you shall return. So the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So, you know, that's passed on to us also.
Sure.
You know, have you noticed that how your body will just grow anything? Have you noticed that? If you don't wash it and clean it up every once in a while, it'll get to smelling.
Yeah.
You ever been in line at a grocery store or something? You go,
yeah.
And is the person standing behind you or beside you or in front of you? See, because that sin nature, you know, from dust thou art and from dust thou shalt return, because that was passed on to us. But let me tell you something. Notice this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So, you know something? The very breath of God himself is living inside you.
Amen. Amen.
It's like your breath. Breathe on the person next to you. Come on, do it. Look at the person next to you. Now that's so, that breath of life that you've got, the soul life is in the blood. We already know that. That's how the Adam nature, the sin life, the sin nature of Adam is passed on through us because it's passed on through his blood. But that breath that you just breathed out came from your mom and dad. And you know where theirs came from? From their mom and dad. How about where theirs came from? Their mom and dad. And you get all the way back to Cain and Abel. You know where Cain and Abel's came from?
Right up there.
Adam. And then, where did Adam's come from?
God.
So that same breath that was in Adam was in Cain and Abel, and then on to their kids, and then on to their kids, and on to their kids, and finally it got to us. So the very breath of God is on the inside of us.
Amen.
Living on the inside of us. The very, let me show you. I mean, look at this. Job 33:4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath, excuse me, of the Almighty has given me life. See, that breath of God. So the sin nature of Adam is in you, sure. But you know, dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. That's in you too. The very breath of God is in you. But let me tell you something. All those creative abilities that God put in Adam was passed on to you too.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said?
Amen.
The creative abilities that God put in Adam, he was passed on to you also.
That's right.
Think about all of the inventions that we've come up with in the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Read automobile. Henry Ford was an atheist. Wait a minute. How could he come up with an automobile? He had the breath of God in him.
That's right.
Had all those creative abilities on the inside of him. Look at your computers. Cell phone. Matt uses that. Uses his cell phone all the time to try to get messages across the... He says, you know, you've got this little old cell phone here. He says, I pay my bills with it. I write notes to myself here. I send letters by this thing. I get directions on how to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can do anything with just that piece of metal that you carry around with you. Where did all of that creative ability come from? Adam. But where'd he get it?
God.
You know, right around the next couple of 3 years, the self-driving automobile is going to be parked in our driveway. Think about that. I mean, you go out and get in your car and you say, you know, 24 Northwest Street. And it drives you here.
Yeah.
Amen. And when it gets here, it'll probably say, get out. Amen. All of that creative ability was in Adam and was passed on to us at birth. Shocking, isn't it?
Amen.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? This is going to blow some of you away. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou visited him. But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Who did he make a little lower than the angels?
Jesus.
Man. Thou made him a little lower than the angels. And thou crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion. Thou madest him to have dominion. Thou madest him have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Look at the person next to you and say, that's talking about me.
That's talking about me.
Because it is. It is. Let me show you something. He said, what is man that thou art mindful? The word mindful means remember. He said, what is man that you remembered him? And the son of man that thou visited him. The word visited means to care for in the Hebrew. He said, thou hast made him, this is what's shocking, thou madest him to be a little lower than the angels have. You know what that little lower is? Almost alike. Almost uniform. You mean that we're almost just like Gabriel? Yep. Now you can't appear and disappear, and thank God you can't. Or thank God we can't. We can't appear and disappear. You know? And you know, Gabriel don't need oxygen to breathe, and he don't need KFC chicken. But we do, because we've got a body and a soul, and Gabriel don't. But the point is that he just reduced Adam just a little lower than the angels. But listen to this. But he crowned him with glory. This word glory, I made a note here. This word glory, let me find it. This word glory means abundance. He crowned him with abundance and honor. You know what the word honor is? Magnificence. So we have been crowned with abundance and magnificence. We're magnificent. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. See, Dale was about the only one back there shaking his head. Everybody else is looking at me like I just set up out of a casket. But this is what God says. See, God put all of that creative ability in mankind and all that in Adam, and it was all passed on to us at birth. So are we living below where God intended for us to live? Absolutely. You know why? Because we just won't accept what God said about us.
That's right.
We accept whatever. Somebody can walk up and say, you fool? We'll go home and tell our wife, I'm a fool. We'll believe anything anybody else says, but we won't believe what God said about us.
That's right.
Amen. God put all that creative ability in mankind. Let me ask you something. What if you are more than you think you are? Yeah, I don't know, Brother Bill. I think pretty highly of myself. What if you are more than you think you are?
That's right.
Let me show you something. Beloved, when we die and resurrect, we're going to be sons of God.
Now.
Listen to that, beloved. Now are we the sons of God. And it doesn't matter here, appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Right.
Amen.
See, so you are more than you think you are.
Amen.
And you know what? You have more than you think you have.
That's right.
You're just living below that par. If you had $3 million in the bank and you didn't know it was there, would you be spending it? No. And it's the same way with us. You say, I don't feel blessed. But the word says you're blessed with all spiritual blessings.
That's right.
So see, you just don't know who you are. You don't know who you are.
Amen.
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 We just don't know. The word says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Look at this. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the
children
of God. And listen to this, verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Just stop right there. How many of you are born again today? Then you're a son of God.
Amen.
And if you're a son of God, then you belong to the family of God.
Amen.
And if you belong to the family of God, if you're a child, then you're an heir.
That's right.
Listen. Then heirs. Heirs of God.
Amen.
Heirs of God. Say that out loud. Heirs of God. Say it again. Heirs of God. Man. And listen to this. And joint heirs with Christ. Now, let me tell you something about joint heirs. And if you don't believe what I'm fixing to tell you, call an attorney. That's right, call an attorney. Or what? Next time you're in an attorney's office for something, ask him about that. You know what a joint heir is? I knew a family, their name was Halls, H-A-L-L. That was their last name. That he left his, and Ray knows the guy I'm talking about. He left all of his kids his land, but he made them joint heirs. You know what? If you make out a will and you make it a joint heir will, if you've got 50 acres of land, each child gets 25 acres.
Okay.
And another thing, they can't ever sell it.
Right.
They can't ever sell it. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Everybody gets the equal amount and nobody can ever dispose of it. They can never sell it. It goes from one generation to the next generation to the next generation to the next generation. Amen. And as children and heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorified, that we may be also glorified together. We're joint heirs with Christ. This is God cannot give Christ any more than he gives you.
Right.
He cannot give you any less than he gave Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm fixing to show you a verse, and if you've got a new shirt on, you're going to tear it off. You're going to tear it up this next one. Let me tell you something. Listen. If this is true, then we're heirs of God.
Amen.
And we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
That means that I don't get no less than Jesus Christ got.
That's right.
I get everything that God gave Jesus, he's got to give me. Why? Because he said he would.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what this verse said. I'm joint heirs with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm joint heirs with Christ. Amen. That's what it says. Herein is our love made perfect. Now hold on to your new shirt. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because
as he is.
As he is.
Now we've got to watch this.
Yep.
So are we when we get to heaven.
In this world.
Remember what they told Jesus when they were getting ready to crucify him? They said, we're going to crucify you. And he said, let me tell you something. You don't take my life, I lay it down. He said, no, you're not, that I can have 12 legions of angels, 72,000 angels here kicking your behinds.
Right.
But I'm laying my life down.
Right.
You're not taking it. Listen, we're joint heirs with Christ. As he is. Well, how is he? Tell you what, he was pretty that burned good when he was walking on planet Earth.
Amen.
As he is, so are we in this world.
Right.
No difference. You remember that verse that says that, you know, you're a new creation. Old things passed away, behold, all things are become new. Well, how come they haven't? Y'all see, we're not who we think we are.
Right.
We're more than we think we are.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
See, in your day-to-day life, do you think of yourself as a son of God? Amen. When somebody tells us to go to hell, we can say, I'm sorry. I cannot go there. I'm born again. I've got the Spirit of God living in me. It's impossible for me to go to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. What else? We don't even belong here. You know, David and I have been having a conversation about this, because I think it was a couple of three weeks ago, maybe longer than that, I don't remember. Might have been a month or so ago, that he was teaching in Bible workshop, and he said something that was just absolutely brilliant concerning what I'm fixing to say, and God must have gave it to him, because he can't remember it, and I can't remember it, and nobody that was in that class wrote it down. But why if we don't belong here? I say, I've really got your attention now. Brother Bill's lost it. Let me show you something. 1 Peter 1:17. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here. Sojourning here in fear. And the word fear is reverence. Pass the time of your sojourning here. And I looked up the word sojourning. You know what it means? It means a foreign resident.
Right.
Let me show you one other thing. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, we pray you in Christ that be reconciled to God. What does the ambassador of the United States do when he's in England?
Represents.
He represents what, England? No, he represents the United States. He's the ambassador there. Well, that's why we are here.
Amen.
We don't belong here. We're here to represent where we do belong on behalf of who we belong to.
Amen.
Do you get that?
Yes.
See, we act like this is our home. This is not your home. He said, pass the time of your sojourning here. Let me back up. Pass the time of your sojourning here as a foreign resident. As a foreign resident. Pass the time of your sojourning here as a foreign resident in reverence to God. That's what you do. Because you don't belong here. You're here representing where you do belong. Where do you belong? You belong in the kingdom of God.
Right.
So you're here representing where you do belong.
Right.
On behalf of who you belong to, who do you belong to? God.
Amen.
I'm an heir of God. God is my Father. Remember what Jesus said? You're in this world, but not of this world. That's what he told. That's what he told his disciples. He said, "You're in this world, but not of this world. Even as I'm not of this world." Man, are we living so far below par? Amen. I'm fixing to tell you why you are. What if today one small decision could change your whole world tomorrow? I mean, your whole world. What if it would change who you are? What if one small decision made this morning would activate the divine part of who you are? You know, wonder what he's going to have us doing. What if you could change how you think? And what you would give your insight to? What if it would give you insight to where you really belong? Would you make that small decision?
Yes.
I'm asking you a question because it's up to you.
So, right.
Yes.
Would you make that one small decision? Now this small decision doesn't mean you have to stand up and run around the church or stand on your head or anything complicated, you know? It doesn't mean any of those things. But would you make that one small decision if it would change your whole world?
Oh, yeah.
Sure you would. Be a fool not to. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You're not how you feel.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're not how you feel.
That's right.
You just think you are.
Right.
You're not how you feel. And that's our problem. That's the reason we live so far below par. We'll ask people, why don't you come to church? Well, I just don't feel like the pastor's wife, Meredith, I just don't feel like she likes me. Hey, I'm a son of God.
That's right.
If Meredith don't like me, you don't wonder if that means anything to God. Meredith don't like me. You are a child of God. You're joined heir with Christ. As he is, so are you in this world. And you know you won't go to church because you feel like there's one person in there that maybe don't like you. Yeah. You hear people say, you know, why don't you buy that beautiful dress? Well, I feel fat. Well, God still loves every inch of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
I feel ugly. God said, he said that he made you marvelous. You are wonderfully and marvelously made.
Amen.
Why don't you apply for that job? Well, I just don't feel like I'm qualified. And here God gave you all this wisdom and all this knowledge. We're so busy calling other people stupid, ignorant, sometimes we think we are too. Amen. I don't feel accepted. I don't feel adequate. I don't feel loved. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. You know, stop and think about it. How we feel makes us do some real crazy things.
Yeah.
It does. But let me tell you something. When you get a hold of these precious promises, and you get a hold of being a partaker of the divine nature, and you realize that you don't belong here, you belong somewhere else, you know, representing where you do belong, and you're here representing who you belong to, you know, it's not going to matter to you.
That's right.
What other people face you. But how we feel makes us do some crazy things.
That's
right. It's like your daughter, you know, she'd be in the back seat of a car. I was talking to my wife about this. You know, your daughter could be in the back seat of a car, and her boyfriend said, if you love me, you will. And she says, I love you, but I love God more.
Amen.
Now that'll take the starch out of his shirt. Amen. Right? But we've got to teach our kids this word right in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Let me show you something. We shouldn't live by what we feel. I want you to look at the person next to you and say, I'm going to stop living by my feelings. Why? For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just
shall live by faith.
You don't live by what you feel. You live by what you believe.
That's right.
Amen.
And if you will live by what you believe, you know why? Your feelings will catch up to what you believe.
Right.
But we want our faith to catch up to our feelings. How many has heard this? Take your feelings, put them on in your mind, and act accordingly. No. It's not what it says, does it?
No.
It says take the word, put it on in your mind, and act accordingly. That's the renewed mind that Matt's been pounding us with for the last 2 years. But we don't. We live by our feelings. Scott, I bet you that's the reason people get high. Because of it, you know? Amen. Number one reason why people, it's the number one reason why people get a divorce. Neighbor's wife loves me more than you do. That's what you feel. That doesn't make it right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop living by what you feel and start living by what you believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what you believe will dominate how you feel, and your feelings will catch up to your believing. Amen.
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 Never measure your life by what you feel. Measure your life by what you believe.
Amen.
Amen.
So what's the decision that you need to make? I'm asking you. You make the decision to stop living by your feelings.
Amen.
Amen. Stop living by how you feel. And start living by what you believe. What do you believe? You believe God's word, rightly divided, because that's what's been magnified and set above all his name, not how we feel.
That's right.
See, what we feel gets us in trouble.
Yeah.
What we believe brings deliverance to our life.
Amen.
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 So that's the only decision that you need to make this morning. It is a small one. See, you know, Debbie, I'm not going to live by what I feel anymore. You know, if you like me, fine. If you don't, hate me, but God loves me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Talk about me if you will, but I'm going to continue to love and forgive you.
Amen.
Because I live by what I believe.
Amen.
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 Well, this flu is going around. Yeah, I know it is. And it's taking a lot of people out. A lot of people are sick. And we need to be praying for them. But you know what? I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And by his stripes I'm healed. I live by what I believe. I'm not going to live by the fear that the news tries to inflict upon me.
Amen.
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 I could just go on and on with this.
Keep going.
But my point is, we got to stop living by what we feel. And we got to start living by what we believe. And I say we got to start because we haven't done it yet. We're not even out of the starting gate.
Right.
You know, I mean, we talk positive for one day, and the next 3 weeks we talk negative.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I mean, I'm going to live for what I believe this day forward. I just don't feel Scott loves me. You know, we back and forth. We got to say, I'm going to live with what the Word says, because it's by these precious promises that I can be partakers of the divine nature. And that's a good indicator for you. When you're living with what you believe, you know, then you're partakers of the divine nature. But if you're living with what you're feeling, you're living under the curse.
Right.
You're living under the curse. Yep. You know, think about what Adam had in the garden. Think about this just for a second, and I'll let you go. Think about what Adam had here. He was in paradise.
Amen.
And he let what he feel steal all of that from him. Because God come walking in the garden in the cool of the day and said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, I'm hid. He said, why are you hid? He said, because we was naked, so I hid. He said, who told you was naked? Who told you that? You see, Adam stopped living by what he believed and started living by what he was seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. Start living by his feelings.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, just to prove to you that all things is passed on to us by Adam, God said, what hast thou done? Hast thou eaten of the tree which I forbid thee not to eat of? Next words out of his mouth. Did he answer that question? Yeah. You know what he said? That woman that thou gavest me.
That's right.
And we are to forget about the women.
Yeah.
The man is the same, but it's just bad.
Yeah.
When you get caught doing something you're not supposed to do, why didn't you do this? We'll blame it on somebody else. See, that was passed on to us from Adam. And we got to stop doing that.
That's right. Amen.
You know, if you make bad choices, that ain't nobody's fault. You made that choice, and you made it because of what you felt.
That's right.
Instead of what you believed.
Amen.
Listen to this. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. But I feel like he really loves me. Yeah, but he's not born again. He's not saved. He don't even believe in going to church. But I feel like he really loves me.
Yeah.
Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
See, don't live by what you feel. Live by what you believe.